Bone by bone, muscle by muscle, Obi-Wan levered himself upright. "Thank you," he croaked, taking the miserly offering. Nearly spilled it before drinking it because his hand was shaking. Then he sat, just sat, breathing deeply, unsteadily. "How long was I out for this time?"
"About as long as last time," Bale said. "That's good, isn't it?"
Obi-Wan handed back the empty cap, his face expressionless, all his secrets contained.
"Yes, it's marvelous."
Bale winced and focused on screwing the cap tightly onto the water bottle. If his face was gaunt, Obi-Wan looked cadaverous. Chalk-white skin laid over jutting bone, eyes sunken like hot coals in shadowed snow.
"You should eat," he said.
He took a step toward the backpack. Obi-Wan shook his head.
"No, I'm fine. We must press on."
"Obi-Wan." With difficulty, Obi-Wan stood. His belt sat too loosely, sagging toward his hips.
"Bale."
Lips tight, he shoved the water bottle back in the pack.
"This must be what it's like being a Padawan," Bale thought. "Do as you're told, no arguments. I know what's best."
"Bale," Obi-Wan said again, gently this time. "The longer I stop, the harder it is to keep going. So let's be on our way, shall we?" He was hungry. He was tired. His body ached without cease. He dearly loved to rest a while longer. But how could he insist on that? How could he complain when he could see what Obi-Wan had to endure? So he picked up the makeshift backpack and shrugged it on, wincing again. It was heavy and clumsy, and it hurt his wrenched shoulder. But that couldn't be helped. Ignoring the discomfort, he settled the pack as best he could and followed Obi-Wan, who walked like a man whose bones might randomly fracture with any one step. And so, their unkind journey continued. 4 hours and no more visions later, a storm blew in from nowhere. Black clouds edged lurid green boiling across the pale sky, blotting out sunlight, turning the air to ice. A thin wind, sharp as hunting knives, keened across the rock plain, slicing and sleeting and slapping them to their knees. They were about an hour from the next tree line. There was nowhere to hide. The rain came down like blaster bolts, soaking them within seconds, exploding against the surrounding rock and their exposed skin, drumming them deaf as though each drop was an iron ball and the rock was made of metal. Bale looked at his hands and arms, expecting to see running blood. But it was water, only water, even though it felt like fire. So he tilted his head back and opened his mouth and let the deluge pour over his parched tongue and down his throat. Swallowing, he tasted metal, tasted bitterness, tasted life. Obi-Wan grabbed him, shook him, hurting his shoulder.
"What are you doing?"
the Jedi shouted, staccato, teeth chattering with the cold.
"Not tested. Could be dangerous." "If it's poison, then I'm poisoned," he shouted back, while his own teeth rattled and clattered. "And you're as wet as I am, so that means so are you."
Eyes slitted, Obi-Wan stared at him as the merciless rain hammered down. Eddies and rivulets were gushing past them, tiny rock pools overflowing, water rising all around.
"Good point. And at least we won't die of thirst now." "No, but we could drown."
He laughed. He couldn't help it. "I'm on a Sith planet in wild space," he thought, "and my imminent cause of death has become a multiple-choice question.
Or get struck by lightning." "Don't say it," said Obi-Wan. "You fool, don't even—"
And the first blue spear of lightning stabbed toward the ground.
"You idiot! You had to say it!"
More lightning seared the clouds, thunder roaring behind it. The freezing air crackled. The rain turned to ice. Little pellets, little splinters, little razors kissing flesh.
"Oh, this is not good," said Obi-Wan. "Not good at all."
No, it wasn't. If the hailstones got any bigger, they could easily cave their skulls in, break their bones. Bale curled his arms over his head, tucked his chin to his chest, and made of himself the smallest possible target. It helped, but not enough. For all the good his clothes did him, he might as well be naked. The freezing rain flogged him. He could hear himself groan, hear Obi-Wan beside him, lost in his own distress. More lightning, more thunder. He held his breath, waiting for death to strike him, to be seared flesh from bone. "Briha, Briha, don't be angry. I didn't mean to." And then, as suddenly as it started, the raging storm stopped.